And welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities mining in the junior resource sector. And joining us on the line from Albuquerque, New Mexico, the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Fulp. And Mickey, we promised listeners of this program a different song for today's show, and that's what we've got. It's called Conga Bonga, and it's an Albuquerque band that you know quite well.
This is the Surf Lords. We're both fans of surf music, so this is going to be our theme for a while here.
Okay, well, you decided that the theme for today's program should be gold, an updated look at the market, how you see bullion trading in the months ahead. Timely conversation, Mickey. Bullion sitting at its lowest level in more than 5 years, I guess quickly approaching a six-year low. Regular readings of your musings, though, they shouldn't find that this is really not a surprise, because you've been saying that the precious metal's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, I have been saying that, and it's based pretty much on the strength of the U.S. dollar, and I don't see gold going up significantly. You know, when it hit 1184 in mid-October, all the gold bugs kind of came in and got all excited that gold's breaking out, and I posted three musings in a row that basically have showed why it's not going to bust out, and that's come to pass so far. So, you know, we're down 11% since that date in mid-October in the last 6 weeks.
Okay, well, those musings, Mickey, also took into account to a great amount of detail of the seasonal trade in gold. Let's split it up into two parts, I guess. Turn the clock back a little bit further in the year for a three-month period on gold, you know, over the summer months and the months leading up to the summer months. What did we find?
Well, that's a five-month period, actually. So we first took a look at from June the 1st to November the 1st, and we went back 12 years, and we clearly showed there's a seasonality of gold where it reaches a seasonal high in the first half of June, and then takes a dip during the summer doldrums, which makes sense. No one in the market, no one really interested. And then starting about October 1st, we see a seasonal rise year after year, something like 11 of 12 years. We see this rise where gold goes higher, and that's because of demand basically from India with the festival seasons and the wedding season in India.
Mm-hmm. And right now we're in the time of year where we should see a little bit of a further move up in gold as well because of seasonal factors.
True enough, and generally so from November 1st to December 15th, we show with a series of charts that gold generally rises, and the fundamental reason for that is Western world holidays and then the end of the Indian seasons. But that combines to increase the physical demand for gold, generally as jewelry, because many men in the West are taking that period of time to buy their girlfriends or wives or and or mistresses, however you want to look at it, some gold bling or baubles for the holidays.
Hmm. Are you indicating what you may have purchased for your other half for the holidays?
No, I think I went another direction this year with my better half. So, but
okay.
And then we were able to show that from say mid-December to January, gold often takes a little bit of a dip, and you can explain that by the fact that the demand for U.S. dollars increases during that period of time because of international settlements and book squaring, which is all done in U.S. dollars.
The big wrinkle, though, this time, Mickey, is the fact that we have an FOMC meeting coming up mid-December, December 16th, I believe. And right now, Fed Fund Futures pricing in about a 70% probability that the Fed is finally going to hike U.S. interest rates. That'll give the U.S. dollar a bit of a boost. That's not good for gold.
Well, it isn't, but I think that's a subsidiary. You know, that's part of what's working against gold right now. But in my opinion, the real reason that the gold price has gone down is the strength of the U.S. dollar. If we look back, when all the gold bugs and the permabulls got all excited on October 15th when gold hit a seasonal high of 1184 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, okay, here we go, gold's breaking out, and that didn't come to pass, and that's strictly because of the strength of the U.S. dollar. Gold's down 11% over the last 6 weeks, and U.S. dollar is up from 94 and change, and it hit over 100 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And with the exception of a one-day event back in March of 2015, it has not been at 100 on the index in nearly 13 years. So in my mind, the real reason that gold is not performing and it's not going anywhere up anytime soon is simply the strength of the U.S. dollar.
And that brings up the question, Mickey, what has to take place in order for the U.S. dollar to lose some strength? And right now, I guess we're really not seeing any signs of that, are we?
Well, I don't think so. You know, that's the $64,000 question. I mean, I can argue that the U.S. dollar, and as you're well aware, and our listeners are generally followers of the idea that fiat currencies are bad, and the U.S. dollar is simply the best of all evils. I mean, what do you want to own?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to own Canadian or Aussie dollars? No, because unless you think commodities are going to rebound soon, because both those dollars are very much dependent on commodities exports. The euro, well, we all know Europe's a mess. Now we have this Syrian refugee crisis. I don't think anybody wants to own euros right now. Japanese yen, well, that country's been in a two-decade-plus-long deflationary event. So you look at those currencies, and the U.S. dollar is basically what people want to own, and they've tended to run to that as a safe haven. Whether it is or not, well, that can be argued.
Yeah, it can be argued, but you're right, really, like you said, perhaps the best of the bad bunch. And, you know, geopolitical concerns as well. We haven't seen a lot of movement in the U.S. dollar in terms of reaction to the Paris terrorist attacks or whatever, but certainly that the U.S. dollar is a safe haven when things go off the rails.
Well, it is, and that's changed a bit because we generally think that that gold, and I stand by the idea that gold is a real safe haven, but gold has failed to react to geopolitical events for quite some time now. And, you know, it's just out of favor. From my point of view, it presents buying opportunities for gold and other precious metals.
Yeah, and I'll bring in another angle to the story. Mickey, the CEO of Rand Gold Resources, which I've read is perhaps the best performing gold mining stock over the past decade. Well, the CEO of that company has come out and said, you know, the industry needs further consolidation in this environment, and it has to cut output, and we're not seeing that in terms of output.
Well, I think we will see that in terms of output. You know, I mean, you're at prices now where a significant number of miners, the majority of gold miners, are losing money. Rand Gold has performed well. The stocks perform well. But the idea that, you know, I saw another CEO of a South African company a couple of weeks ago was hoping for a lower gold price to wash out some more producers and lower the prices of acquisitions of some of these distressed assets. But that particular company, it was not Rangel, but that particular company's losing money right now too. So
yeah.
Beware of what you wish right now.
Okay.
I think that it's pretty well established that 2014 is going to be a peak for gold production, and we will expect gold production to go down from here. We're now in a four-year bear market, and we're not replacing resources or reserves in the gold market, and especially you know, we have a lag time. 2015, if it does end up being a higher production year, you know, those deposits were discovered and developed and put in production. I mean, that's a 5 to 10 year process, so
right.
There is a lag time, and I think we will see significant decline in the production of gold worldwide over the next few years.
Okay, in terms of takeover activity, are you anticipating further consolidation?
Oh, I think absolutely. We will see continued consolidation, and I really look for that to be with small miners combining to make mid-tier miners. During this boom, we from say 2003 to 2013, arguably, we saw a dearth of mid-tier miners. They got taken over by the big boys. Lots of those acquisitions were done at high values and not very smart. So there needs to be a fill-in now. And then also you're seeing the majors, for the most part, shedding a lot of their marginal assets. And, and maybe those go filter down to smaller companies who are leaner and meaner and more cognizant of their bottom line, and some of those distressed assets will eventually become better assets. Right.
Mickey, you view today's gold price as a buying opportunity. Are you accumulating bullion at today's prices? And if you are, what's your time frame in terms of getting a decent return on that?
Well, you probably don't understand or unclear the reasons that I buy gold. I hoard gold, so I look at this as a buying opportunity on dips in the price of gold. I'll go accumulate a few ounces. But the time frame, gold to me is not an investment or a speculation. It is a safe haven against financial calamity and distress in the financial market. So from that point of view, I buy gold. I don't sell gold.
Okay. About a month ago, in wrapping up, Mickey, in one of your musings, you stated you're ready and willing to entertain a friendly wager with gold bugs, perma bulls, and yellow metal disciples. The bet: if you foresee a breakout of gold to the upside in the next couple of months, get in touch with me. There's a $100 bottle of wine on the line. Loser pays. We drink together. Has anybody gotten in touch with you?
Yes, I've taken one bet. A very well-known player in the gold business. I won't give you his name because I'm way up on that bet right now, and I don't want to put him kind of hanging out there. But one of the guys in the business who is seriously involved in the gold trade took that bet, and that bet remains open. And actually, the over/under that I had in mind, a month and a half ago when I made that challenge, that's actually gone down right now. So I'll make a better bet today than I made in New Orleans about 5 weeks ago.
Okay, well, we'll see who the winner is over the next month or so. My money's on you, Mickey. So I got the Surf Lords playing in the background with their song Conga Bunga. So let's wrap it up there, Mickey. Next time out, what are you thinking about?
We'll probably go back to the periodic table. I haven't really thought much about it, but we still got a few elements to work our way through on that.
Okay, great stuff. Talk to you in a few weeks, Mickey. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com, and you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.